Hello, people. It's Gemma here, host of the People Building Podcast. What you're about to listen to is the People Building Podcast from Wednesday, the 7th of April, and the show was recorded at the weekend. It's now Tuesday, the day before the show's due to go out, and I have some additional news to what I waffle on about in the forthcoming podcast. So you're about to hear me talking about the changing of the podcast feed, and I wanted to give you some up-to-date information right now about that. So the podcast is relocating, it's moving home. If you currently listen to the People Building Podcast via the RSS feed, which is currently peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com/rss.xml, then that feed is going to become obsolete. We are no longer going to be using that feed for future shows. Here is the address of the new feed that you will need to subscribe to. It's www.peoplebuilding.co.uk/feed/podcast. Very easy. So the new feed, if you currently listen via the RSS, is www.peoplebuilding.co.uk/feed/podcast. All the new shows are going to be updated there. If you currently listen to the People Building Podcast via the My Podcast website, then, and that website is peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com, that page will only now be housing the archive of all the old shows, and I don't know how long that will last for before they erase that page, because we're not going to be using that service any longer. So all of the future People Building podcasts will also be hosted on a web page, and the web page is ours. So you just have to go to the People Building website and click on the podcast page to listen to all the new shows, all the upcoming shows directly via the website. If you want to hold on to any old copies of the shows, remember we've got like 60 odd shows now that go back to 2008. Now is the time to save them, because as I say, I don't know how long the archive will be lasting. So you can find the archive at peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com has all of the previous shows for you to download and save. You can also get a backlog of shows, I think the previous 20 from iTunes, and you can save those there too. So if you want to save any old shows, now is the time to do it. I will try to upload all the old shows to the new feed, but I don't know how feasible and how easy that's going to be yet, so you might have to bear with me. Now, if you currently listen to the People Building Webs podcast via iTunes, you are going to need to resubscribe, because iTunes will also have our new feed address. And what that means is that you'll only get the next shows, the next up-to-date shows, if you resubscribe to the People Building podcast in iTunes. Now, you need to do this by the 19th of April, on or around then, in order for you to pick up the updated feed from iTunes. And that will then have you ready to get the next show, which is on the 24th of April, nice and smoothly without any glitches. I will also pop on Facebook and keep you updated on there and let you know as and when iTunes have updated the feed and how things are going, if there's any glitches at all. Facebook will be the place to find out about that. You can become my Facebook friend by finding HypnoGem on Facebook. I'll also keep some updates on the People Building website on the podcast page so that you know what's happening next. So the key thing, if you're an iTunes listener, you've obviously got the show today fine and dandy, but on the 19th of April or thereafter, you will need to resubscribe to the show to get the next show and all those thereafter. Thank you very much. Enjoy listening to your podcast.
Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 7th of April 2010. So, wow, I've got some explaining to do, haven't I? First things first, I have to apologise that the last show went out so very late. So the previous show was the one dated the 20-something of March. Let me just have a look, I'll tell you what that date was. Basically, we have had some issues with our publishers, which regular listeners to the show will know is something that has happened before. So the previous show was going to be Wednesday the 24th of April. I didn't manage to get that show uploaded anywhere near that date. In fact, you probably just got it the same day as this one, in all honesty, or perhaps the day before. So as I'm recording this, this is how the situation lies. Obviously, if you're listening to this right now, then, you know, you found the show okay. Basically, in the past, we have been using a publisher called mypodcast.com. What that means is that the podcast is published on iTunes using what's called a feed. It's almost like a website address, which is peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com. And we have a website page as a result of using that publisher. And we have an RSS feed, which is peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com/RSS.xml. Now, what's happened since doing the last show is that I was unable to upload the show from March the 24th, or whenever I just said it was. And it was all down to the publisher's website and them making some changes and them experiencing some difficulty with the changes that they made. And what's happened over time throughout the couple of years that I've been using those publishers is that the support has diminished over time. So there's no customer service there now. If you email them, you don't get any feedback. Even if you call them, you don't hear anything. So nobody gets back in touch with you, nobody returns your call, nobody knows anything. So I made the decision to scrap the publishers. Now, this is not an easy decision to make for a couple of reasons. Firstly, all of our products such as the hypnosis audios, my book, all have the My Podcast address to refer people to the People Building podcast show. So suddenly all of that stuff has become invalid, which is a little bit scary. And secondly, that everyone who was subscribed on iTunes would need to resubscribe because we were going to be changing the name of the feed. Now, as I said, on the basis that you're listening to this now, clearly something works. And it's all worked out fine, which is very good news. So what's happening now is that I have a new publisher called Blueberry. It's spelled B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. So they'll be hosting the show for us. There's a couple of reasons why this is very good. Firstly, I'm paying for the service, so I expect it to be much better, which means all the shows should be uploaded on time and there shouldn't be any more gremlins. Number two, it means that we don't have a sort of external page for the podcast anymore, that the page for the podcast will be on the People Building website, which makes it much easier for people to find it and to keep up to date with it. And thirdly, a very nice man at iTunes has switched the feed so that we don't lose our listing on iTunes. It's not like totally starting from scratch. It just means that people have needed to resubscribe to the show in order for it to automatically update to their iTunes accounts. So here we are, we're back, all back online, everything's up and running again. And as soon as I have the details of the new feed and stuff like that, I'll give it to you. It will be in the next show now, because as I say, I'm recording this without having actually set up the account fully yet. But it will happen, and everything's going to run a whole lot more smoothly in the future as a result of making these very small changes. Now, of course, All of this happened at a really inconvenient moment in time, because you'll remember from the previous show that I gave some hint as to how people building is going to be changing and how my work is going to be changing in the future. And those of you who are Facebook fans will know that on the 25th of March I made a Facebook post saying that I'm going to be quitting my work. Now, this is of course true if you've read the newsletter today. We'll go through that in just a second. Then you'll have seen the article and know that it's true. However, I need to tell you a little bit more about what that means, what's involved, what's really happening, because you probably think you know, and you have no idea. So, let's begin the show. Let's take a look at the People Building newsletter, which is distributed every other Wednesday on the very same day as this show. It's sent directly to your email inboxes. If you are not already subscribed, then you can do so by visiting all the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and clicking the newsletter subscription box on the right-hand side. So, on your People Building menu today, in the Who We're Loving section, there is a good cause for us to be visiting our Canadian friends. A chappie over there called Rob, who I met at the NLP practice group down in the New Forest, was it down that way? Somewhere around there, where I did an evening session with that group. He got in touch with me and said that he's doing a charity event. It's for Helping Haiti, and what he's doing is asking people to donate to the Haiti Appeal in exchange for him serving you with some of his time and marketing expertise. So he's running two events. The events are going to be occurring in Canada, and you can find out details all about that and all about Rob's work by the link in the People Building newsletter in the What We're Loving section. The other news article today is all about a lady called Charlotte Philby, who is a reporter for the Independent newspaper, and she went off to see a hypnotherapist called Mira Shaw to try and quit smoking. Now, I started reading the article and was just thinking, oh, this doesn't seem too favourable to our work, you know. There's always somebody ready to slag off hypnotherapy when it comes to quitting smoking. But that article, definitely worth a read. So do click on the link. It will take you off to the People Building page, and you'll then get the link to the Independent where you can read it, pop back to People Building, and leave some comments. What was great about the regular article, so the article that I write, which went out in the last newsletter, was that we didn't put the rest of the article on a sort of page in cyberspace like we normally do. It actually went directly back to the People Building website. And I think there are about 7 comments on that article about bullying. So we're doing that now, definitely doing that, because if it gets you all interacting on the website a bit more, then it's well worthwhile. So you've got the bits where you can leave comments underneath the articles, and you can also give it a star rating as well, which is very exciting. The joke section is of course there, as is the motivational quote, and our thumbs up, thumbs down is all about the podcast, because I want to know who's listening, so that obviously, you know, if you haven't gotten hold of the podcast, you won't be hearing this, but for those people who might have missed out because of the feed changes, I can let them know once I've got those details. So I just want to say before we crack on that I'd promised today's show would be all about anxiety, and it's not going to be. It's going to be all about me instead. So today's show is just going to be about me. Today it is the Gemma Bailey show and not the People Building show, because today is the day that I'm going to reveal all about the hidden identity I have been keeping from you. Our newsletter music has run out. Let me share with you the article that went out in the newsletter today. And this article is basically all about me quitting. It's been a really interesting time, kind of half letting you know about what's going on with this, because I've been very surprised at people's reactions. I'll mention it in the article actually anyway, but you know, people have been emailing me about this and kind of saying,
What are you doing? You can't quit. This can't happen. Let me share the article and then I will really shed some light on what's going to be happening next with people building and with our Oh So Precious podcast. Most of us have been in a position where the time has come to give notice in our job. There are always emotions that go with this. Some may be relief, spite, fear, or excitement. I've been working on people building for almost 4 years now, and it has been the most rewarding, difficult, lovable headache I have ever had. I've learned so much, and going through this process has changed me as a person. I hope in better ways. People often ask me if I have kids. I say no, I have a business. People building has been my baby. It's now finally starting to grow up. I've been on lots of missions with people building. Firstly, to create NLP and hypnotherapy training courses and teach them. I did that. Then to create audios and scripts and sell them. I did that. Then to create an interactive environment where people can gain access to information. I did that. Then to have a successful podcast reaching hundreds of thousands of people. I did that too. I love goals. I love setting them and achieving them and now and again changing my mind. A few weeks ago, I posted a message on Facebook saying I would be quitting my work. This is true. Things will be coming to an end. It's a pain that just as I was about to give the details, our podcast publisher went off radar and I've left a lot of people hanging, wondering what's going on. There will be a podcast explaining what will be happening next. This is it. You'll have to find it on iTunes or on the People Building website to get the details, as I'm moving to a new publisher. It will be the show dated the 7th of the 4th, 10. The fact that I'm quitting is not straightforward as you may have assumed. There are things I need to explain about my resignation. I know that in the past I haven't told you everything that there is to know about how much work I'm putting in. And it's time to be honest. Before I gave notice the other day, I felt very, very tired. You see, I've been working too much and too hard. I've had too much on. And suddenly the opportunity to put a stop to it presented itself. I bit the bullet and I said, I need to think about moving on. I knew as soon as I'd said it that there was no going back, and at once I felt sad. It was as if I was saying goodbye to some dear old friends. Lots of bewildered messages appeared on Facebook. One lady sent me a private email saying, you can't quit. You're the reason I became a hypnotherapist. Gradually for me, the news is sinking in. Preparations for my exit have already begun. A replacement has been found, and I'm thinking about what I will do next and how I will cope with the gap in my life. Maybe I'll take more holidays or find a boyfriend. Quitting your job always comes with some strong emotions. I'm even in touch with those emotions as I write. The main ones are relief and happiness. So, if you haven't gotten onto the podcast before, there's never been a better reason to do so. I need to explain what will be happening to people building and why I'm going to be quitting work. So that's the article that went out in the newsletter today. And still, you don't know the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to start being honest with you. So, I am a nursery nurse. As you know, I qualified as a nursery nurse in 1997. And my first careers in my working life were all involving children. This is how I ended up going down the NLP for Kids path sometime later on. But initially I was working as a nursery nurse, in nursery, as a nanny, in lots of different environments, lots of different settings. And for those of you who don't know the story of how I went from that to where I am now, basically what happened was I got sick. I got really, really ill. I was working as a nursery manager at that particular time for a very large childcare corporation. And I was working hard, you know, putting in lots of hours, lots of effort. And basically, I ended up really doing too much. And it coincided really with me suddenly getting sick. I'm in two minds as to whether the two things are related or not. You know, my working hard equaling me getting sick, or whether it was just a big old coincidence. But what happened was that I had said kind of out loud to the universe, I won't stop until I get sick. And so the universe said to me, okay, then you're going to get sick. And that's sort of the way it seemed to work out. So I'd been babysitting one evening, woke up the next morning with a bit of a stomach ache, and I thought, oh, indigestion, shouldn't have eaten those Monster Munch so late at night as I did, and hopefully this will pass soon, because it was Valentine's Day and I had a boyfriend back then, so, you know, I was sort of looking forward to spending the day with him. And then a few hours later, I decided that I probably actually had a sickness bug because I was feeling much worse. And an hour or two after that, I decided it was probably food poisoning because I wasn't being sick, but I just felt awful. And it was a Saturday. And so I said to my mum, I think perhaps you should call the doctor for me because I think I'm actually quite sick. I'm really not starting to feel any better, and I'm, you know, not being sick, but something's a bit weird here. Something's not quite right. And I was still living at home with my mum at the time, and so she called up the doctor and she said, well, the emergency doctor can see you in about 4 hours. And I thought, that's not good. So I left it another hour and was just feeling awful. So I said to her, actually, could you maybe call accident and emergency and see if someone there can see me? Because I don't think I can wait 4 hours for the doctor. And A&E said, yeah, it's about a 3-hour wait. So I thought, this is not looking too good. In between time, the doctor called back and he wanted to speak to me on the phone and find out what some of my symptoms were. So I said, you know, I'm like feeling really sick. I haven't actually been sick, but it's just like really bad sickness feeling. My stomach is in so much pain. And he said, I think you have period pains. Now, the thing is it's a good job he was on the phone, because had he have said that in front of me, I'd have probably poked him in the eye, because I really was in a great deal of pain. And then he said, well, perhaps it's a urine infection. And I was saying, I really don't think it is. I think it's quite serious. So he's eventually said, well, you know, if you come down to this particular doctor's surgery, there's someone there that can see you. So we went to the doctor's surgery. And I called up my boyfriend and said, Valentine's Day is officially cancelled. I'm going to see the doctor. And between me and you, I think I'm dying. And he said, oh, you'll be all right. And I said, no, I really actually do think I am going to die. So my mum took me in the car, and I remember looking at my reflection in the window of the garage and just thinking, oh dear, this is really, really bad. And then I got to the doctor's surgery and, you know, he poked me about a bit and did a few tests and wasn't too sure what was wrong. And he got me to get up on the couch, and I was very, very grumpy by this stage. Really, I had no tolerance left, no patience whatsoever. And there was one point where I'd gone off to the toilet and I heard him say to my mum and my boyfriend, who'd showed up too, the doctor saying, is she normally this obnoxious? And they went, no, not usually. And it was just because I was in so much pain. I just, you know, my politeness and my usual sense had left me. So I got up on the couch and he kind of leaned on my tummy. And as he did that, it was just the most unbearable pain that I'd ever experienced. And he said, I think it's your appendix. Go to hospital right now. So we went off to hospital and they wired me up to drugs and all this stuff, and I flaked out for the night. And they left it, and they thought that it might just be a grumbling one, and they don't scan it and all this kind of thing. So they said, we'll see how you're doing tomorrow. So tomorrow came and I was still in lots of pain. So they decided that they had better take the appendix out and see what was going on. But of course, they'd left it so long by then that when they did the operation, it was rupturing. So it was all a bit messy. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I ended up with a month off work as recovery time. And during that recovery time, I wondered if I wanted to go back to the nursery that I was working in and if I wanted to continue doing that job for the next 40 years of my working life. And the answer I got was no. But I had no idea what I was going to do next. And so I decided that I would quite like to do something where I was helping people, do something where I was making some money. And I was watching daytime TV because that's about all I was able to do at that time. And I saw a guy called Paul McKenna, who you may have heard of, on TV, actually using some NLP stuff at that time. And he helped a lady that was agoraphobic, and he helped her to leave her home. And it seemed to be so quick and so powerful. And I thought, wow, that's amazing stuff. That's so interesting. And so I decided that I wanted to give it a try. And I was too scared to go and see anybody because I thought it was like voodoo and they would put a magic spell on me and make me dance like a chicken. And so I thought, well, what I could do is I could read about it and I could learn about it. And then I might be able to, you know, experience it that way instead. So I started reading, and then I looked up a course, and there was this course that was also involving this other weird stuff called NLP, which I discovered stood for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it sounded quite interesting. So this course was hypnotherapy and NLP at the same time. And I booked myself onto this course. I did the training in my annual leave breaks from work, and a few months later I started seeing some clients, as well as doing my day job. And the day job was kind of getting to me more and more. And then one day I just went, I think I'm going to leave. And I did. And actually my business wasn't really set up. It wasn't the smartest decision in the world to leave when I did in the way that I did, but I did. And I knew that I could always do some agency work if I needed extra cash, and that I did. And I, you know, did the website thing, and I knew nothing about marketing, and I just went, oh, I got a website, why isn't it showing up on Google? And all this sort of thing. Those of you who are therapists are nodding your head now, going, I did that too. I did that. So it was a massive, massive learning curve. However, I was still living with my mum at the time. I wasn't earning enough money to be able to rent anywhere, get a mortgage or anything like that. And I just sort of bumbled along, really, not really knowing what was going to happen next. And I'd say about a year into it, I'd by then done a bit more training. So I did a bit more of an intense NLP training course. I went on and did the prac, the master prac, and then my trainer's training. And after doing the trainer's training, I said, that's it. This is what I want to do now. This is, you know, the way forward is to be teaching this stuff to others. And I want to set up a company that will do that. And so that was what I started working on. And that's kind of how People Building was then born. And again, I still didn't have any idea about marketing or websites, really. And I just sort of, you know, did a few free events and stuck stuff in the paper and just stupid ideas, really, not really knowing what I was doing. And gradually over time, things, you know, started slotting into place. I started to learn stuff. I realized that I needed some help, and I took on three ladies, offered them free NLP training in exchange for them giving me their time and helping me to set up my NLP training business, which I decided I would call People Building. Now, once that was done, they finished their training and they kind of went off and did their own thing. One of them is actually on my Facebook. She's still working as a therapist. One of them is currently in Peru, I think. And another one I spoke to just a couple of weeks ago. So they're all doing all right. You know, they've all done pretty well with their skills, to be quite honest. I was then a bit kind of, oh, well, what now? You know, I've set it all up and I'm still not having people hammer down the doors to want to do this training with me. And I did a few courses, but I wasn't really getting the sorts of numbers that I wanted on them and this sort of thing. So I thought, I know, if I create some products, then that will help create this perception of authority and you know, introduce people to my work as well and help them to find out more about what I do. So I had all these hypnosis scripts that I'd used with my clients over the years, and I started getting them typed up, and then I started to sell them on my new people building website. And when I realised that they were selling, people were actually buying them, I thought, well, I could convert these into audios as well, and then they can be hypnosis audios. And so that's where all of that came from. That's how all of those ended up selling on the website there. And then one Christmas, the boyfriend that I had at the time bought me this little widget called an iPod. And I thought, blimey, this is really rather good. And he said, you can get these things called podcasts, which are like radio shows, and you get them for free off of this shop called iTunes, which is a magical online store. And it all sounded great. And I looked at it and I thought, God, I could do that. And I listened to some of them, and some of them were just shockingly bad. And I had all the headset and stuff, you know, the recording stuff, because I'd been doing the hypnosis audios. So I started playing around. I found this company called mypodcast.com, and it all looked quite simple. So I decided to upload one of my audios and, you know, stuck it on the internet. And then I found out that I could put it in the iTunes shop as well. So I did that. And I started seeing these statistics saying that people had listened to it, and it went from tens up to hundreds and then into thousands. And so I started making this regular podcast show, and that's kind of, you know, how I got to really where I am today. In between time, what also happened was that I decided it was time for me to fly the nest, and you know, that I needed to sort of get set up on my own, get myself a proper office instead of working in my mum's spare room, and just get my own place and get sorted. Because by this time I was, what, 29-ish, 28, 29, something like that. And so, and you know, to be fair, don't get me wrong, I love my mum, but I can't live with her. If you saw any of my Facebook postings from the Easter weekend, you'll see that one of them said, and this was absolutely 100% true, this is no exaggeration, we were driving back from seeing my sister in Wales, and my mum said, oh, I thought we'd gone back in time for a minute. And I said, why is that? And she said, because the clock said 1903. And I thought we'd gone back to 1903. Then I realised that it's 3 minutes past seven. Now, she was serious. She was serious when she said that. Can you imagine living with someone who thinks like that on a full-time basis? It was just getting a bit much, let's say. So anyway, I found this nice little place out in the country and I thought, yes, I would like to live there. However, I was seeing clients on a kind of as and when basis, and I was charging £65 an hour for my sessions. And, you know, if it rained too heavily, people wouldn't show up. And it was just a little bit iffy as to whether I'd be able to make the money to pay the rent. And I needed to get out, but I didn't know what to do. So I went and got a job. Yes, I've had a job this whole time. So first off, I became a community nursery nurse. And then I'd come home from work. I used to finish quite early from there, about 4 o'clock. And I'd come back to the flat and do some therapy throughout the evening. And that's what I did sort of 5 days a week, was my therapy sessions were only in the evening, and the rest of the time I did this job. But the contract was only for a few months because it was covering someone's maternity leave. And I thought, well, do you know what? I'm going to go for it. Once this job finishes, I'm going to really go for all the stuff with my therapy and with people building and see how I get on. Well, I lasted about 2 months and then I went, okay, I have no money, I can't do this anymore. So the job I've been doing for the last 2 years, in addition to everything else, is that I've been working as a nanny for a family, and I work 48 hours a week for them. This is my day. This is my life. My alarm goes off at 5:30. I leave the flat by 7:30. No, about 7:20. If it's 7:30, then I'm going to be late. I leave home by about 7:20. I go to work. I start work with them at 7:45 in the morning. I take the children to school. I drop them off at school. And then I go straight to my office and I do therapy between 9:30 and 2:30. Then I go to school. I do the school pickup. I take them home. I do, you know, piano lessons, tea, whatever needs doing. I finish with them at 7:00 in the evening. And then I go back to the office and I do an evening session. The podcast, the newsletter, and everything else in between, such as setting up the new people building website, all happens on a Saturday and a Sunday. And that's why I am completely knackered. Because that's what I've been doing for almost 2 years now. I've been slotting in an entire business around a full-time job. So it changed very quickly. When I started the job, I started in September, it would be 2008. And within 3 months, I put up my therapy prices from £65 an hour to a minimum of £150 per session, which is 90 minutes now. And I didn't need the job anymore. Why didn't I leave? Well, let me tell you. Because of the nature of that work, unless you are working with kids, it's maybe not an easy thing to understand, but when you work with kids, you become sort of part of their life, you become part of their routine, part of their family. And if they were a shockingly awful, horrible family, I would have just quit, because I could have just quit at that point in time. Financially, I knew I was going to be okay. But I didn't really have a good enough reason. It was tough. It's been really hard work. And I know that I'm one who says, you know, say it's not easy instead of it's hard. But I'm blimmin' telling you, it's been really hard work doing this. Because I leave my house at 7:20 in the morning. And I don't get back through the front door until about 9:40 at night. Sometimes I'll go for a week without even coming in the lounge. And then I come in and I go, oh my God, I have a whole other room. And I just haven't been in there. Because I'm not doing the whole, you know, come home, have your dinner and watch the telly routine. Sometimes I can't remember how to switch my television on. Because I haven't used it for so long. Because I'm just too busy working. Now I hope that as I tell you this, that the thought is not, oh my God, she's a fraud. She spent the last few years lying to us. We all thought she was super successful. The whole time she's had a J-O-B, a just over broke. I hope it's not that. I hope that me telling you this makes you think, boy, she really wants this. Because it would have been a whole lot easier to have given up on the business and to have, you know, just gone for the job. The job was comfortable money. But what happened was, I got kind of stuck in this family that I was working for. And I don't mean stuck in a bad way. I mean, I was involved and it was unfair of me to just up and go. So I thought, I'll sit it out for a year. We'll see where we're at. And a year later, I thought, well, you know, they'll probably be going back to the States soon, which is where they're from. So I could just wait it out. And that just didn't work out. And I just had this sense that it would be completely unreasonable of me to just dump them when I had no real good reason to, because I was coping. During the time that I've been with that family, the book was published, the new people building website was done, and I set up NLP for Kids. I've just been so, so busy. In the last 3 months, I've been really, really tired because I've, you know, been working those sorts of silly hours, really. And it's not that I don't love any element of it. It's just that I started to realise that I didn't need to keep doing that to myself anymore. And so a few weeks back, my boss, the mum of the family, came home from work, and I'd just done some calls about the NLP for kids, and I thought, yes, this is definitely going to happen. How am I going to be able to do that and this and that and this all at the same time? And I realised that it just wasn't going to happen. And I've every confidence that NLP for kids is going to kind of go through the roof and be very, very popular and financially support me and all the people that become involved within it. And I'm also now much more confident that, you know, possibly as a spin-off from that, that the people building courses are going to start getting much busier because we've got a better website and it's better optimized and blah, blah, blah. And the podcast now has a new home, and so that's going to get even bigger and all this kind of thing. And I thought, I don't need to do this to myself anymore. And so, as I said, the boss came home, and there was this moment in time that never ever happens. And it was that the kids were both in the other room. That never happens. And it was just me and her standing in the kitchen. And I said, I need to talk to you about me moving on. And she said, I don't know what you mean. And I said, I need to leave. Now, they've always known about all the other stuff that I'm doing. I've always been very open and honest with them. And she was gutted. She was really genuinely very upset. And the kids cried. And then the week after, the cleaner handed in her notice. And the week after that, their dog died. So I've been feeling like the bad guy for quite a few weeks now. But this is what's happening. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I finish with my family on the 28th of May. Now, it's not terribly straightforward because their new nanny starts. She's with them 2 weeks and then she's on holiday for 3 weeks. Guess who's going back to cover the holiday period? So technically, I'm not going to be freed up until the end of June. However, when that happens, people building, NLP for kids, the podcast, my therapy practice will all have my 100% complete undivided attention. I'm going to have back around about 6 hours every day in which I can focus on my business. So happy days, guys. I'm not going anywhere. I'll always be here doing this bloody show, talking to you and having a jolly good time. It's all good. It's all going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to be here for a long time yet.
PeopleBuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit...
All right, let's get this show back on track. Where were we? Yeah, good stuff. It's all good stuff. Good things will be happening in the future. Stuff is going to change and improve in all the right ways. And I will be the captain of your ship. People building will be the mothership. And we will conquer the world. Let me introduce you to a hypnosis script and audio from the People Building website. I think this one's quite appropriate. It's the Stop Lying script. Now, to be fair, I have not ever lied to you. I just have not quite told the truth. But I have now, and hopefully that makes up for it all. Feel free. I would love to know your feedback to all of this. Gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. I can't wait to hear from you, to hear the abuse and potentially praise that that you'll be giving me. Do be warned that if you do want to be rude and abusive, that whilst I am still in this slightly half asleep state that I've lived my life in for the last 2 years, that you might get some abuse back. However, if you're ready to take that on the chin, then by all means do get in touch. Otherwise, you know, I've worked really hard, guys, because I really want to do a good job for you. So I really hope you appreciate it. All right, let's talk about stop lying then. So this is a sample of the hypnosis script and audio, which is available for you to purchase on the People Building website. You can also get the audio version on iTunes to directly download it from there too. Remember as well that when you buy scripts and audios these days, it's a brilliant idea to let other people know what you thought of it. So you can go back and leave comments, you can leave feedback and praise and star marks and whatever for the products that you buy off of the People Building website so that other people know if it's worth buying or not. So here is a sample of the lying script and audio. There remains two further reasons why a person may continue to lie, even after eradicating the habit of lying, and even after stopping the self-punishment. Another reason why is when you have learned to lie because you've watched others lying and have seen them get away with it. If this is the case, then just ask yourself, do you want to become like that person? Is this someone you could aspire to be? Or should you now start doing everything possible to be better than that? A better husband or wife, father or mother, friend, colleague, a better friend to yourself. And now you have much to earn. You need to earn back your respect. But before you can get it from others, you need to have it within yourself, for yourself. So that's script and audio available for you to download, from the People Building website, of course. All right, so let's do some Dear Gem stuff. So this email came in from Julie, who said, thank you so much. I was actually going to send you an email, so I'm glad it's all sorted. Oh, I don't know what it was. I decided to email you anyway because I wanted to let you know that you have inspired me to enroll in a course here in Brisbane, Australia, and learn more about NLP. It is just a short course that starts in October, and I'm very excited. Also, I have a podcast topic or hypnotherapy script or audio. If no one else has made the suggestion already, it's on getting rid of resentment. I think we did that, Julie, didn't we? Was that our burnt shop one that we had a few months back? This one was from Meg, who said, hi, I love the podcast. I'd like to be added to the mailing list for the newsletter. Well, the good thing is you don't need me to do that for you anymore. If you want to sign up, you just do it via the website. The only thing you need to get in touch with me regarding subscriptions is if you want to sign up to the video podcast. So if you sign up to the video podcast, just drop me an email and put video podcast in the subject line. I'll get you all signed up to that, and then you get the free or discounted gifts that might be going out with the video that particular week. Doreen said, I've been listening to your podcast for several months now and enjoy them very much. Thank you. I wanted to sign up for the video podcast and get the script and audio on EC Learning. Can you help me with this? Thanks again for the good things you are doing for so many people. Warm regards from Doreen. And Carsten said, I found your podcast just recently and listened to all the podcasts from 2007 and 2008. I really enjoy your great work. I listened to you from Germany and I'm quite surprised how well your hypnosis scripts are working, even though it's in a foreign language for me. That's good news, isn't it? And Mike said, thank you something I've sorted out. I don't know what that was now. I've been downloading your podcast from iTunes and think they are great. They positively change me for the day ahead as I listen to it on my way to work in the morning. Graham said, I just listened to you for the first time and found it really interesting. Can you please add me to the video podcast list? And Gonoril said, thank you for sharing your two cute bunnies. That was in one of the videos, wasn't it? They are indeed distracting. I wanted to ask you, how do you know if you are actually in a trance? Whilst listening to the audios, I've fallen asleep and have found my mind wandering onto all sorts of topics. Neither of these is a trance, I suspect. So what is the trance experience like? Thank you for the audio and your fun video and audio casts. So in terms of what trance is like, I think you probably were experiencing it in, you know, just in your own unique way. So people quite often report that their mind wanders and they maybe sort of slip off into a very light sleep at times as well. But the main thing is if you wake up at the end when there's the count up from 5 up to 1, then you know you haven't fallen asleep. And I also need to say hello to Matt and Dr. Alex. I'm not too sure why, but hello to them. And Paul, who said, you're a very inventive sort. Congratulations. It hit the nail right where it was needed after I've just returned from a week of diving in Kuzumel. I bring this up because I played your podcast yesterday and used a relaxation technique before we ventured below. Having a wonderful weekend coming up. I did take you to be more of a cat person. Thanks again for your brilliance. So I guess that's also in reference to the video that went out. All the old vids, by the way, you can find on our YouTube page. So it's YouTube/peoplebuilding. But you can also see them on the free stuff page of the People Building website. And Chantelle, who says, I'm living in Montreal and I'm so glad to listen to your podcast. Your voice is perfect for hypnotherapy. Thank you very much for your work. Since you've decided to video podcast too, I'm really interested in seeing you for real. And Glenn said, after listening to your podcast for quite some time and even becoming a Facebook friend, I thought I'd finally drop you a note to ask me to send you your newsletter. I'm especially intrigued by the video podcast episodes. Are the episodes on your site somewhere? Yes, they are now. They're on the free stuff page. I'd love to see the past episodes that you've mentioned in the podcast. So you can see them there. Or, as I said before, you can see them on YouTube. Keep up the great show from Glenn. And Katie said, I'm looking for your video podcast as you have requested on your audio podcast. Thanks for making these available for the public. Chris said, I stumbled upon you on iTunes 2 days ago. I'm currently listening to 23 of the 29 available for download. You are insightful, refreshing, and a pleasure to listen to. I'm looking forward to reading your book. Please add me to your email list. And thank you for your time and dedication in helping others. You are welcome, Chris. And lastly, Joe said, thought I'd better let you know that your podcast isn't on iTunes yet today. I thought you'd probably wouldn't have realised, and I sort of remember that it was late last time. Thanks for keeping up with the podcast. I do look forward to them. I use them to keep my mind trained on the positive. Anyway, thanks for all your hard work. Cheers, Joe. So the great news, Joe, is that we're not going to be having those issues anymore because we'll have a new publisher and it will all work. It's all going to work much better than it did before. So that's really good news. In terms of people building stuff that I needed to mention to you, yes, we now have the free stuff page up and working. The calendar's all up to date on there. There's stuff on there about the training and applications of hypnotherapy is all within the training page there as well. There's only a couple more bits and bobs that need to go on the people building website now before it's completely finished and looking brilliant. In addition, the NLP for Kids website will soon be having a makeover, so that's quite exciting too, especially for all those people that are now signed up to be doing the NLP for Kids training with me, which is going to be in August and is very, very exciting. So yes, I think that's all I really need to tell you for now. Let's do our little relaxation session and then we'll round up the show in just a few moments.
Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
If you enjoy the People Building podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People
Miracle Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice. And if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page. Okay, confession is over. I feel as if I've been to church and just relieved myself of all my sins. So let's finish off our show then, as we always do, with a session of comfortable, relaxing hypnosis. So please do not listen to this section of the show if you're driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. Okay, just rest back now. Allow yourself to become pleasantly comfortable. And close your eyes. And with each number I count, allowing your body to become more and more comfortably relaxed. So starting now at 10, moving down to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, very, very deeply relaxed. And I want you to double that level of relaxation. Doubling that relaxation now. So that you drift deeper down to an even more comfortable level. So I'm going to count once more from 5 down to 0. And as I do, you'll be doubling the level of relaxation that you experience. 5, 4, 3. Two, one, and 0. Now, very, very deeply relaxed, deeply down. Quiet, gentle relaxation. Knowing now that everything is getting easier.
everything is going to be just fine. You can experience that relief of knowing your faith, your hope is all worthwhile. Everything will be working out. And when in the future you look back on all you have achieved and experienced so far, you'll realize that it did all happen for a reason. It always had to work out this way. And it's all right to experience difficulty on the path of an easy life. That's why you challenge yourself in the way that you do, because you know if you took the easy road, you would experience more difficulty in your life. And to be in control of your life, you control the challenges that you decide to experience. Taking control of the quality problems you choose to have, instead of accepting the ones that life offers you that you never wanted in the first place. Trusting, believing, having faith, it's going to get easier from now on. It's all working out. So moving up now toward the light at the end of the tunnel, as I count back from 5 up to 1, until when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert, unless it's time for you to go to sleep now, in which case you can ignore my count. But for everyone else, returning now to awakened consciousness as we go from 5 up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now, bright and breezy, wide awake. Alrighty, we're done. Our next show will be the 21st of April, where I will cover the topic of anxiety that I said I would talk about this week but didn't because I was too busy talking about myself. Meanwhile, do get in touch. As always, it's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Your thoughts and feedback is really very, very much appreciated. Thank you for being part of the People Building Podcast. This is your last warning. If you listen to the People Building Podcast via the RSS feed, you will need to delete that feed and go to the new one for all our future shows. The new RSS feed is peoplebuilding.co.uk/feed/podcast. If you currently listen via the My Podcast website, so peoplebuilding.mypodcast.com, then that page will no longer be updated with our new shows. The new place to listen online will be the People Building website on the podcast page. If you want to save any old shows, now is the time to do it, because I may not have an opportunity to upload them to our new feed. If you currently listen in iTunes, you need to resubscribe to the People Building podcast on or around the 19th of April, by which time I'm expecting iTunes to have updated our new feed information, and then you'll be ready for the new show on the 21st of April via the new feed. Thank you very much. Any problems, just get in touch. It's Gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk.